This is Dasha Sir Duke interviewing Hannah and Greg from Troy Bike Rescue. So my first question for you is, what would you say is the main goal of your organization? What is your intended impact?
Yeah, so the main goal of our organization is to increase access to bicycles for people in Troy and wider area. And in the process of doing that, hit on a few other areas in environmental sustainability, racial justice, climate justice, and so on. And so part of our organization also focuses on recycling bicycle waste and reusing parts of it to eliminate it from the waste stream.
What would you say was your biggest challenge when you first created your organization, and how did you work to overcome it?
Either Greg or I were involved in starting the bike rescue. It started over 20 years ago by Andrew Lynn. And so I couldn't speak to the earlier challenges, but I think current challenges have been volunteer retention, volunteer organization, and then the really real challenge of a lot of the folks volunteering at and running the shop not being from the neighborhood in which the shop is, and that being North Central Troy. It's one of the poorest, most like underserved neighborhoods in New York State. And so reconciling that, I mean, with bikes, we reach a really broad population interested, from your like weekend road rider to the kid on the same block. So trying to be accountable to our full range of folks that are interested in being part of the shop, I think is one of the biggest challenges. Would you add anything to that, Greg?
No, I think that pretty much covers it.
How would you say your organization gives specific attention or support to underrepresented communities in Troy, like you mentioned? Like, for example, one of the events that you had.
Sure, yeah. Let's see, I guess we could talk about our Unity Rides, which often focus on specific social movements for equality and justice, like the Black Lives Matter movement, or we have also partnered with Indigenous groups around Indigenous rights issues and land disputes over Native territories. And TBR is also powered by the people who volunteer. So since it's open to all people, everyone's given access and ability to lead TBR. So it's open for anybody from any community to lead and be a part of.
I would add to that just one of the reasons, really big reasons I'm involved in TBR, because I'm like a very casual rider. I'm not like a mechanic. Bikes are definitely a conduit for me for other things, but really big reason I'm involved is I feel like TBR is really responsive to needs of people. It's not trying to like say, this is a thing you need, we know best. It's really like listening. And bikes are something that people want and need, and TBR is being creative in how to get those needs met. And that's been really eye-opening for me, coming from like a very educated background, very familiar with the nonprofit industrial complex, where I feel like often the dynamic is a kind of top-down mentality. And I feel like TBR does its best to really listen to the needs of the people that it's trying to serve.
Being a local organization, how do you feel that your funding and donations have been affected by COVID?
Well, we typically run on donation during our open shop sessions, which have been limited by COVID. So with less people being able to be in the shop at any given time, there's less opportunity for folks to donate. So we've been limited in that way. But I would also say that we've been limited by people's willingness, I guess, to volunteer maybe during this time where there's kind of been like a core group who have been helping us through this whole year and a half. A few folks have trickled in, but prior to COVID, we would get new volunteers jumping in and jumping out all the time. And now it's been a bit slower as far as volunteers joining and staying. What would you say, Hannah?
Yeah, I mean, that it's a bit of both, right? Like on the upside, I feel like the people that have stayed involved have had like a like added care and enthusiasm for staying involved. It's felt like our volunteer like WhatsApp thread is like really vibrant, and like the little bit of activities, I haven't been there in a while, but it's felt really vibrant. And then likewise with like our fundraising, and you know, granted it was the very beginning of the pandemic, but we just were amazed by the outpouring of support that we got, mostly in really small donations, which has really helped us in the fact that we've had a slower income in the rest of the pandemic. Although I would say we also had a very successful summer of doing our bike adoption program, which is like these fixing up bikes and then selling them for below market rates. People were really out riding. I think that was directly related to the pandemic. There was just more riding going on. Lots of people coming in saying like, I haven't ridden since I was 12, but I want to start again. So yeah, I feel like it's been downsides and upsides to the conditions.
How do you think Troy Bike Rescue will adapt and change after the pandemic dies down? Is there any area that you think you could improve in?
Always. I mean, yeah, I'm excited that the pandemic has provoked, I've thought about this mobile kid shop before, but it's provoking it even more. And I feel like that's just pushing us to step up our game and how well we serve our youth, the youth of Troy. Likewise with looking to these, I think there's a kind of solidarity in during COVID time with like the commiseration of like all these different organizations are struggling. And so this connect I've had with these women that are focused on particularly girls feels like it comes directly out of this time and will help TBR be more integrated with some other groups. But yeah, we're always looking to kind of adapt and improve and pay attention to the conditions of the time.
And finally, I think it would be great if each of you could speak on one of your favorite memories or what your favorite part is about working with Troy Bike Rescue.
Let's see, I would say group rides and youth shop, especially towards the end of youth shop when we usually have like a pizza party or something. The kids are excited, they've fixed their bikes and they're riding around the street in the front of the shop and people are happy and eating pizza. Those are great memories. And also, yeah, just riding through Troy with a huge pack of people who, you know, are all friendly towards each other. We've all, you know, hung out at the shop and helped each other with our bikes and feeling that like community solidarity as we ride through Troy is really an uplifting feeling for me. What about you, Hannah?
Yeah, I'll probably like cry saying this right now. Having a tender day and I'll probably cry. But I mean, two, like one is just sort of this general memory of the days that Youth Shop is like really working, where like there's a bunch of kids like actually learning to fix their bikes and it's like happening and they're like feeling empowered and leaving with a fixed bike. And then up at the front, we've got another crew like doing some drawings, eating some food, just like hanging out. Some people are like DJing, some kids are DJing, and there's like a mini dance party in the middle of it. I just love it so much. It's like nowhere I'd rather be. And then, yeah, just like now even more meaningful than I realized then, but our last day of Youth Shop in 2019, we had a big cake and pretty like impromptu ended up going on a group ride, which we took, it took like an hour to actually get out the door because so many people had fixes, but the kids, everyone was just waiting. Like the crew was just waiting. We were like, oh, so-and-so still needs a flat fix. And so, and it was got, and then we got it all together. And then we just rode together. We had no plan. And we, as a group, just like figured out our route and it was so much fun. And we had ages like, I think 5 years old to 20 plus, you know, the rest of us, and then got back and had cake. And it's, yeah, just like in those moments, it really feels like a family. And it really feels like, I'll just give you a sound bite right now, but like really feels like we can just take over the world with like the positivity and care that's in the group. Looking forward to when we can do it again.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. It was a pleasure, and this concludes the interview.
Thank you, Dasha.
Thanks.